to say that you're my God. You're all together, all together. You're all together worthy. You're all together wonderful to me. Here I am. Here I am to worship. And here I am to bow down. I am to say that you're my God. Oh, you're all together lovely, all together worthy. You're all together wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to worship, and here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. Hey, you're all together lovely. You're all together worthy. Lord, you're all together wonderful to me. Yeah. And I'll never how much it costs to see my sins upon that cross. Oh, I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon that cross. Say it again. I'll never know how much it cost just to see my sins lay upon that cross. So here I am to worship, and here I am to bow down, Lord, here I am. I want to say that you're my God. Oh, you're all together lovely. You're all together worthy. You're all together wonderful. Yes, you are to me. Hey, so here I am to worship, Lord. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you are my God. You are all together lovely. You're all together worthy. You're all together wonderful to me.
Come on, let's just give him a hand and clap of praise. He's worthy. He's wonderful. He's awesome tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you that we can come back into the house of God. Thank you for watching over us and keeping us throughout this week, giving us a heart and desire, Lord, to want to serve you, to want to know more of you. As we come, Lord, just seeking your face, not just your hand, we ask that you move, Lord, in only a way that you can. Minister to every need here tonight. Bless every saint that has gathered in the house of God. Bless those that desire to make it but won't be able to. Bless those that are still on the way. Give them traveling mercies. We ask, God, that you just take complete control of all that would happen in this place tonight. Jesus Christ's name, we ask it and we pray. Amen and amen. Let's clap our hands one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's sing the song on the chorus. Thank you, Jesus, for the grace that you have given us. Our hearts, we'd like to say thank you. For the grace that you have given us, oh, though I can repay, Lord, from my heart, I would like to say that I thank you. Everybody sing it now. Oh, Jesus, for the grace that you have given us. Oh, and though I can't repay, Lord, from my heart, I like to say that I. All your heart, we say thank you, Jesus, oh, for the grace, yeah, yes you have. Come on, though I can't repay, and though from my heart, oh, I thank you. Come on, one more time. Lift your voice to heaven. Say thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hey, for the grace. Hallelujah. You've given us. Oh, and though from my heart. Just gotta say that I thank you, though I can't repay. See, though from my heart, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be his holy name. Amen. He is worthy of our praise. Just turn around and greet your neighbors. It's so good to see you tonight. Amen. So good to see you tonight. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Glory to his name. Okay. We have a prayer request here that we want to bring before God's throne. This is a prayer request from Sister Tina. Says, please pray for a
co-worker's friend, the friend's daughter, the co-worker's friend's daughter. She's facing open heart surgery. She's only 3 years old. Amen. So we want to pray for the co-worker's friend's daughter, then also pray for the co-worker's daughter, because she keeps falling and breaking the same arm. And the doctors are concerned about this, and she's only 6 years old. Amen. So the enemy's attacking these little ones, and we want to just go before God's throne on their behalf. And when we pray, we have to think as if it was our own child. Amen. And, you know, we kept a burden for the people that are in need of prayer. Amen. Let's just go in prayer. Father, we approach your throne. We have some conditions here. Sister Tina has co-workers and a co-worker's friend. The co-worker's daughter keeps falling and breaking the same arm. Something there with the balance. We ask that you would touch that child. Lord, six-year-old got so much more life to live if you would allow. And God, we know that the enemy just want to just do all he can to disrupt that life. So we condemn whatever that condition is. And Lord, we pray that you would just bring healing to her body. And Lord God, we know that you're able to do it. We think as if it was our own child. We wouldn't want our child suffering like that. So Lord, we trust that you would just, you would intervene. And through it, Father, you would bring glory to yourself and bring people closer to you. Also, this friend of the co-worker, Lord, who has a three-year-old daughter that has to go to open heart through open heart surgery. Lord, that's not easy. It's not simple. But Lord, we ask that you would move by your spirit. And Lord, we know that you're able to touch that heart, Father, even before the doctor's hands touch it. And Lord, we send your word, for the Bible says you sent your word to heal. And God, we send the word, we quote, Father, the promise of the scripture that you were wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace is upon you. With your stripes, we are already healed. God, I pray that they would rise up in faith and accept the promise. And Lord, and apply it to the situation, that you, God, would intervene and to move, Lord God, in this situation. We commit it now into your hands and look forward to hearing the testimony of praise that would come forth from the prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Well, we will just prepare to go right into the Word of God. Thank you, musicians. Amen. For your service tonight. I'll just read a quick scripture while you're standing out of Acts chapter 2. And then we will go from there. Amen. Acts chapter 2 and start at verse 37. If you all could just turn the microphone button off for that organ. Thank you. Acts chapter 2, starting at verse 37. Amen. It says this, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter said unto them, repent, be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promises unto you and to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Let's just have a word of prayer over that. Brother Caleb, if you can just get my Schofield Bible out of my office, it's on the shelf. Just bring the box and everything too. Thank you. Let's just pray. Father God, we just come before your presence once more. Thank you for the opportunity to read the word. But it takes the Holy Spirit to bring understanding to us, and trust that you would do that tonight. So gather here in your presence, Lord, just seeking for your spirit just to move amongst us. We've already felt, Lord, your anointing here, so there's more in store. Amen. Help us to enter in. Help us to put aside all tiredness, weariness, Lord, and be able to enter and receive all that you have in store for us. Touch our bodies even right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Thank you. Amen. If we would just pull up that first quote on what is the Holy Ghost. Amen. We will just kind of continue our journey. Amen. Through this, Brother Branham has given us some very, very good details. We want to make sure that we get that to the people. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, this first quote that we want to just kind of go back and refer to. Brother Branham says this. He says, upon this place, we wish to approach this subject, which I think is the outstanding subject of today. What is the Holy Spirit? What is it? What is it? And now the reason I've taken these subjects in line like this, you cannot come and receive the Holy Spirit unless you know what it is. And you cannot receive it if you know what it is unless you believe it's given to you and it's for you. And this is the part that we will kind of focus on tonight. Try to get the saints to believe that the Holy Ghost is for you. Amen. It's given to you and it's for you. And then you cannot know whether you've got it or not unless you know what results it brings. So if you know what it is and who it's to and what action it brings when it comes, then you'll know what you've got when you get it. See, that just would settle it. And that's what we're hoping to do is settle it, amen, in the hearts of God's people. I was just kind of referring, and you can take that one down. I was referring in previous messages that we preached on this subject, and I made a comment where the enemy, and I mean, you don't have to lift your hand, but if you agree with the statement that I'm about to make, then all I want you to do is just say amen, you know. But there are often times where the enemy would come and tell us that we've done too many evil things or too many bad things for God to actually fill us with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Or you know, you've crossed over the line. You have gone too far. God is not going to fill you with the Holy Ghost. And that's the devil's job, to try to get us to believe that it's not for us. I'm one. I just have this again, I got crazy faith, but I got a faith that if God would bring me from my denominational church into the message, amen, to receive all the truth, I don't think he just want me to come this far so I can die and go to hell. I mean, there's no sense to him doing that to me, you know. I mean, why even tease me like that? See, that's the way I feel. I mean, so if God had intention of having me go somewhere, then I want to get where he's trying to get me to go, you know. And I want to approach it with, you know, with everything I have. But I just believe God brought us too far, amen, to leave us. And I don't plan on getting left behind. We've come through justification. We've come through sanctification. Now we're trying to bring the church into the baptism of the Holy Ghost, understanding, amen, that it's for you. Now, the Holy Ghost is a gift from God that he gives to us. We've been talking about it's a seal, it's a advocate, amen. It's a sign of circumcision. It's so many things that we can go into the scripture and prove it's my no, amen. When I need something to kind of stop me from going and doing some things I shouldn't be doing, the Holy Ghost is there to stop me. Amen. The Holy Ghost is a comforter, the Holy Ghost is a strength, the Holy Ghost is a keeper. The Holy Ghost is a helper. The Holy Ghost is everything that you need. Amen. Amen. It's an encourager. You know, when you're down, it's there to encourage you. So, I mean, but he's a person with a personality that wants to dwell on the inside of us. And we're trying to make sure, don't stop. Don't be satisfied with just being a good church member. Go all the way and get all the way into Christ. Not just in the church, but get into Christ. Amen. That's what we want to try to drive the church into. But, you know, with it being a gift, and if I could, you know, we want to, again, believe that it's given to you. If anybody ever received a gift, this just come to my mind. It's the only way that I can present it. And forgive me if some just don't like this particular analogy. But everybody in here has gotten a Christmas gift before, right? Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. When you got that Christmas gift, how did you know it was for you? Because your name was on it. That's how you knew it was for you, all right? And, so the thing of it is if you see your name on it, you get your little pile, all the ones that got your name on it, you get your little pile and put them down the side because you know these for you. Nobody else should be touching them. Right. This is my pile. See, and the same thing it is when it comes to the Holy Ghost. You, in the scripture, you got to be able to see your name. And the scriptures that God has promised the Holy Ghost, you got to be able to see your name on those scriptures. That's how you know the promise is unto you. That's how you know. That's how you know. If Christmas time and I see a presence with my name on it, ain't no devil. Ain't no devil can take my presence away. They got my name on it. See, and that's the way you got to be when it comes to the promise of the Holy Ghost according to Scripture. Don't let the devil trick you in your mind and take your promises from you. Amen. Hold on to every promise that God gave you. And, you know, now, in my family, we have this little thing here. You know, you go to opening your gift, amen, and you might get something. I asked Brother Caleb to bring my Bible. He brought this for me. Now, what's in here? Schofield Bible? It's a Schofield Bible? Come open it, Brother Caleb. Get the Schofield Bible out of there. Now, we have something in our family that we do. Don't read the box. That's what we tell them to. Now, you see it say Schofield Bible. Now, how Brother Caleb knows the Schofield Bible in here? Because it says Schofield. And we have a thing in our family, don't read the box. See, don't read the box. So, brother, open that and see if it's a Schofield in there, brother. It's a songbook. Well, I'm just trying to show you a little example here. You know, sometimes you can't read the box. And sometimes the devil will trick you up with stuff that's there. But when it's coming to God's word, when it comes to God's word, you can read the box.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, in our family, we do that. Don't read the box. But when it comes to God's word, you can read the box.
Amen.
If I gave this to Brother DJ, he said, brother, open that up for me. What's in here? What's in here? First, tell me what's in here. You sure? Positive. How do you know?
Don't read the box. Don't know it's a songbook.
Let's open it up for the church and let's see if it's in there. Schofield Bible. Don't read the box. Now and that's the other thing that we try to do. That's a Schofield Bible. Thank you. It's a lot more in there, too. But it's a Schofield Bible. One of the tricks that we do is we get everybody, when we say don't read the box, we got you doubting. We got you kind of second guessing what could be in that box. We got you thinking about, is this really a CD player or iPod? Is this really what you said? Is that really what it is? I know the present is for me, but what's really on the inside of this present? I don't open it up. What's inside the box? So we like to put that element of doubt there so you don't get too excited. And then when you finally see what's in there, boy, they just like seeing the elation all over your face. And this is the thing the devil tries to do. You know, even when it comes to God's words, now, don't read the box. Don't read that scripture. Don't read that. You don't know what's in there. That's not for you. That's not for you. There's another little thing that we do. There's one of our relatives, and I'm just giving y'all family business. Sometimes they forget to write the name.
So how you know it's for you if your name ain't on it? Oh, come on, somebody. Because if you don't see your name actually in the scripture, how you know it's for you? Because he's talking to me. I see Y-O-U. I feel like he's talking to me. He said, the promise is unto you. My name might not be in the scripture, right, but because he's talking to me, he's talking to me.
Right.
Now, how do we know that's for you when your name ain't on the box? And everybody be sitting there because you done wrapped that thing months ahead. And you forgot what you put in the box yourself. Well, you go to unwrap it. I'm like, well, we don't know whose it is. Somebody just open it. And, you know, the sad part about it, the person that's opening it, it might not be for them. Oh, hallelujah. And as they go to open it, and the way that you're able to determine who it's for, because the person that bought it has a way of verifying and confirming that that's for you. So if God made the promise and he sent the Holy Ghost to you, he has a way of confirming and verifying that it's for you. God, give the confirmation to me. Give the verification to me. That's what we're seeking for. I want to try to go back, as Brother Branham did here in this message, of what is the Holy Ghost given for. He just gave a number of scriptures for us to read from, and, you know, when we're trying to determine if it's for us, let's look back, and now we're going to read the box, or we're going to read the Bible to see if it's for us. Let's go through the scripture. Isaiah 28 is the very first scripture that he gives us, starting at verse 8, one of my favorite scriptures. Now, before you bring that up, I have a saying, and my girls, they always get on me about this particular saying, and sometimes I say it here in the church too, but anytime, and actually, I'm going to tell you, as the Holy Ghost come into your life, this scripture I'm about to read going to make more and more sense to you, because the Holy Ghost can't feed on everything. The Holy Ghost can't feed on gossip. You know that? Brother Branham said the Holy Ghost is not a cesspool. It can't feed on gossip. People calling and saying, you know, this happened in the church. You know, brother so-and-so did this. You know, sister so-and-so did this. The Holy Ghost don't get no joy out of hearing conversations like that. The Holy Ghost and you say, no, I'm sorry, I can't take that. You know, I don't even want, I mean, let's just stop and pray. You know, rather than talk, let's just stop and pray. The Holy Ghost will stop you from going too far. Even though you might, man, it's just the truth. But you ain't got to say it all the time. Like I was reading something this week. They were saying if you got a present from somebody, like, you know, especially at you know, Christmas again, they bought you this old ugly tie or ugly shirt, ugly blouse. Rather than you just telling them, that's ugly. It's the truth. It's the truth. It is ugly. But rather than just telling them that's ugly, you can say something like this. Every time I look at this, I'm going to think of you. It sounds much better when it comes out. See, there's a way of telling the truth, but using tact when you're saying it. See, and the Holy Ghost can kind of help tame that bit. Well, somebody need to tell them, so I just had to tell them. Maybe you don't have to tell them like that.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost helping you do that. But the other thing, the Holy Ghost is just not, he just don't feed off everything. I was telling certain movies you just can't watch. Certain places you just can't go. When I talk about I want the Holy Ghost to have control of my hands and my eyes and my feet, because I don't want these feet taking me places that I shouldn't go. I don't want these hands doing things that they shouldn't be doing. I don't want these eyes looking at things they shouldn't be looking at. I want the Holy Ghost to have complete control of my being. Hallelujah. You're going to realize as you grow in God, as we all grow in God, certain things, you know, in this world ain't nothing really that, to be honest, there's nothing that we can really enjoy. Everything got some element of Satan just sitting there waiting to try to get into you. I even thought about tonight. I mean, I'm gonna try to get into this, but, you know, I was thinking to myself tonight,
I was reading the paper before I got to church, and as I'm reading the paper, where they was talking about all the football games that were going to happen this weekend, and you know, you're thinking about, man, your old team, your high school team playing football, and it's like, man, you know, boy, they're going to be out there, they're going to be doing this, they're going to be doing that. And I remember just being a young man in school, and on Fridays, everybody walk around saying, "Gonna see you at the game?" Yeah. But I knew it was gonna be some conflicting appointments.
Right.
Church started at 7:30, and the game started at 7:30. Now, and when I was that young, I mean, I was younger, it was like, boy, the game, I'd love to go. And I could be in church still thinking about the game.
Right.
And the other thing I'm thinking about is how I'm going to face my friends and tell them the reason I didn't come to the game is because I went to church.
Right.
That's what, it's one thing to say, I was in the hospital, that's why I couldn't make it, you know.
Right.
They have sympathy for you. I went to church. Church? What? It was a game, man. Do you realize what happened? You went to church. And every week you go through the same process. And every week you're feeling more and more down. You're trying to avoid those friends. And I mean, what they have homecoming week and all that other type of stuff. Oh my Lord Jesus, what a test. What a test for young people sometimes. But as you get more mature in Christ, you don't have a problem telling people, "I went to church on Friday night." And when they ask, "You going to the game?" "No, ain't going to the game. I'm going to church." "Do you want to come to church?" You better forget the game. You better get something inside your soul.
Yeah.
See, I mean, you get more boldness. You get all of that. And actually you get to a point like, I don't even desire things of this world. Because when we read the scripture, we're going to see something about what it says about this world. We sit down and eat certain things from the movies. In our spirits, we eat certain things from the football games, the basketball games. We put those things in our spirits. Young men know, you can't go to the game and watch the cheerleaders. You can't do that. Come on now, be for real. You can't do that. And now you got all kind of mind battles watching the cheerleaders down there. You can't do it. It's full of vomit. We're going to read it. Let's read it. Isaiah 28. And I'm telling the Holy Ghost will show you all the vomit that's in everything that we do. Amen. Isaiah 28, starting at verse 8. For all tables, not just some of them, but every one of them that we sit down to eat at, all tables are full of vomit and filthiness. So that there is no place clean, no place clean. I tell you, this is when you think about this, what the scripture is telling us. You know, again, the Holy Spirit just ain't gonna feed off of everything, and really, the Holy Spirit really can't find too much in this world because of all the sin that's here. Can't find too much to even enjoy. Amen. You gotta watch everything. You can't even watch Disney. It's all kind of subliminal messages inside a Disney movie. And here you trying to just give something for your little kid, but they done slipped something in on your kid, and you, well, how did they get that? You can't even watch these things. I wish, one of these days maybe I go do all the research, but, you know, people have proven how there are different things in Lion King. There are different things, and I mean, everything that Disney put out, there's always something that they done put in there for you that you don't even realize is right there.
Right.
It's a subliminal message. That's the scripture being fulfilled. When you see that happen, all tables are full of vomit.
Yeah.
That means every table you sit at, you're going to regurgitate something.
All right.
The Holy Spirit just can't take it.
Right.
Amen. Even some churches.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Right.
Amen. You go sit there, if you want to, you'll be regurgitated. Oh, I can't take that. Oh, boy. Oh, my. Brother Branham said, when we, you know, find a bone, spit it out, but everything I eat is bones. All tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Whom shall he teach knowledge? Whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept, line upon line,
line upon line, here a little and there a little. But with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. Here's the promise of the Holy Ghost coming in, and this is exactly what took place on the day of Pentecost. They spoke with unknown tongues. Actually, it was a known tongue that they spoke in because the people heard them in their own languages. But it was stammering lips being fulfilled right there. This scripture was spoken day of Pentecost. It was fulfilled. And when you hear somebody speak in tongues today, if it's genuine, because the devil can also speak in tongues. See, so if it's genuine, if it's genuinely of the Holy Ghost, this scripture is still being fulfilled in their life. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. I'm going to read something about that in a little bit. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snare and taken. If we can go back to verse 8 in that, I want to read that same passage of scripture out of this. It's a different Bible here, and actually I just forget what the Amplified Bible. I want you to follow along. Start at verse 8, and I'm going to just read this from the Amplified Bible as well. For all the tables are full of filthy vomit, so that there is no place that is clean. Verse 9 says this, to whom will he teach knowledge? And it says, ask the drunkards, and whom will he make to understand? And I like this. Whom will he make to understand the message? That's what the Amplified says. Whom will he make to understand the message? All right. Those who are babies just weaned from the milk and taken from the breast, is that what he thinks we are? For it is his prophets repeating over and over, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, rule upon rule, rule upon rule, here a little, there a little. No, but the Lord will teach the rebels in a more humiliating way by men with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, says Isaiah, and teach them his lessons. To these complaining Jews, the Lord had said, this is the true rest, the way to true comfort and happiness that you shall give to the weary, and this is the true refreshing, yet they would not listen to his teaching. Therefore, the word of the Lord will be to them merely monotonous repeatings of precept upon precept, precept upon precept, rule upon rule, rule upon rule, here a little, there a little, that they may go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. I want to just kind of go back now. When I was a young man, you know, trying to decide whether the football game or to go to church, well, the word of God to me was precept upon precept, line upon line, or rule upon rule. Can't do this. Can't do that. Why can't we do this? Why everybody else can do that. And that's the way the word of God was to me when I heard it. But when the Holy Ghost came in, amen, it was no longer can't do this. Can't do that. No, I want to do this. I want to do that. I love to do this. I love to do that. Yes. Amen. Something changes when the Holy Spirit comes in. Right. It's no longer law. It becomes love. Right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why this is the Holy Spirit will always agree with his word because it's the Spirit that wrote the word. Listen. This with stammering lips in another tongue. Let's just focus on that real quick. I want to bring a quote in for you. This is out of Questions and Answers. I'll read this really, really quick. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. What is that stammering lips all about? Brother Branham makes this comment here in Questions and Answers. It says, the Bible said... I might have something written down wrong. I'm sorry. Paragraph 52698. Go down just a little bit. Oh, no. Stay right where you at. I'm sorry. I missed that. Yes, that's exactly right. Okay. But let me just not get away from that now because I don't want to dishonor a great gift that God has given. He's talking about tongues. See, and I believe that a spirit-filled man or woman, because he said with stammering lips and another tongue, amen, will I speak to these people. That's what he told us there in verse 11. So now, oh God, this is good. Everybody don't have the gift of tongues. I realize that. And we're not a church that's trying to make people have the gift of tongues. But those that do have it, then you want God to use them in that manner. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what, if you ever get to the spot where, you know, the power of God just upon you so great, you would just love for God to give you a tongue. Because you can't praise him enough in your own language. You'd be looking for another language to just worship God in. Just Lord, just let it flow. And I just want to show, Brother Branham made this comment here. He says, now let me just not get away from that now, because I don't want to dishonor a great gift that God has given. See, and I believe that a spirit-filled man or woman or a child, remember, is the Holy Ghost for you? Yes, it is. A spirit-filled man or woman or a child that lives under the altar of God won't live there long until they'll be speaking with tongues. Oh, God. If you're living under the altar of God, you won't live there long until they'll be speaking with tongues. See, I believe that he will do it, or she. Now, you can receive the Holy Ghost, and maybe you didn't speak with tongues when you get it. See, but if you constantly lay there before God all the time, and look at what he say, with baptism after baptism striking you. That's what I want, Lord, baptism after baptism just striking me. Amen. What I got last week was good. Like I told you, put gas in your car this week. Yep. Keep driving next week. I guarantee you, you cannot keep going off the same tank of gas you got last week. You're going to need a refilling. Right. So when you get your first filling of the Holy Ghost, keep coming to church. Keep going through life. Some things going to happen in your life where you're going to need baptism after baptism striking you time and time again. God, that's exactly what I want. Let it be baptism after baptism. Amen. I want to stay there, just continue to be refilled, Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. Baptism after baptism striking you. Something going to take place that you'll get so full someday till you can't talk nothing else. Amen. So you try to say something, you just can't say it no more. And you just can't say it. And many times if people realize that that was the Holy Spirit, they go ahead and just open up their heart and let God speak to them. Amen. One of these days we're going to come into a service like that. Turn around and tell your neighbor, God bless you. Amen. You're going to see people packed out of here. You have to hold them up to get them to the car. I mean, hey, look. When they come out of the clubs and they come out of the bars, somebody got to hold them up to take them to the car. But this stimulation that we're talking about is greater than any of that. So one day you'll come to church and they have to carry you out of here. Oh, hallelujah. I've watched it happen myself. We were young people, and I told y'all the story of how when I was a young man, we went to a convention. I saw these brothers from New York. The first thing I asked them, say, brothers, do y'all know how to break dance? Do y'all know how to break dance? I was carnal as I could be. Brothers, do you know how to break dance? Break dance? What you talking about? We Christians. Well, I thought, I go to church too. But they kind of put me in my place. Man, we don't do that. But the next year, I never finished the story. The next year, I went back to the same meeting. And that year, I wasn't concerned about breakdancing. I was concerned about where's the prayer meetings. I mean, after this, about eight services, two services a day, but in between the service, ain't thinking about eating, where's the prayer meeting? We were on fire for God as young men, 17, 18 years old, on fire for God. Wanted more of God, could not have enough of God. Every service, who's going to be praying? Man, we just want to see God move. And here we in there, and we got to carry people out of the room. Get them ready for service. We just had a time. And in those moments like that, I long for them again. Somebody got to carry you out of the bar. And if you don't experience that with somebody that had to carry you out of the bar, I'm looking for somebody, for God to show you that it's something much greater than that experience that you had in the bar.
Amen.
When you packed out under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I'm not talking about you trying to resist it, but when you can't resist it, oh, God, oh, hallelujah. Y'all ain't gonna be worried about your wigs. I'm telling you,
amen.
Brothers, you ain't gonna have time to worry about your white suit. God gonna pack us out in this place. Your white skirt. And you know, I mean, because oftentimes we come to church and we be so concerned about, oh, I can't let this get dirty. God ain't gonna care nothing about that. I mean, you're gonna be just wiped completely out, packed out, packed out. One time the Holy Spirit was so real in Brother Branham's meetings, and you know, the young lady was over there playing the piano, just playing, and the Holy Spirit come down and she just screamed, "Oh God!" She saw somebody get healed, and she just began to worship God right there on the piano. When she took her hands off the piano, the notes just kept playing. She wasn't playing it no more, but the Holy Spirit was playing the piano.
Amen.
I hear things like that. I say, why can't God do it? That is for me. That's for me. I want to see it happen right here. In spirit and truth tabernacle. And not just to say it happened, because I want it to happen so people's lives can be changed. Go back to it. Baptism after baptism striking you. Something's going to take place. Just leave it right there. It says you'll get so full someday till you can't talk nothing else. See, you try to say something, you just can't say it no more, and you just can't say it. And many times the people realize that was the Holy Spirit, that go ahead and just open their heart up and let God speak to them. The Bible said. And see, this is when you can place your experience back inside the scripture. If God, I just feel like something's trying to be released. Oh, God, everything just keep coming to me. Y'all forgive me. I'm trying to stay on target, but this is happening. These things are happening right now.
Amen.
Brother Branham one time was praying. He was in his hotel room praying, and he just getting to pray, and as he was praying, he heard a noise. And when he heard the noise, he looked up, got up, and said, maybe somebody outside walking down the hall of this room talking. Let me just look outside and see what they need. Maybe they need me for something. So he looked out, nobody there. Nobody. So he went back and started praying some more. And kept praying, and as he prayed, he heard that noise again. And it just kind of struck him. He said, that's not coming from outside. That's coming from within me. The noise is coming out of me. So he just released himself and just kept letting it flow. And what he was doing was speaking in an unknown tongue to him. And as he was speaking in this unknown tongue, then he went to the meeting, and there was a sister come through the prayer line, and they said, brother, it was rough for us to get us here. She almost died on the way here to the meeting. He says, oh, yeah? He said, about what time was that occurred? He said, such and such time. He said, oh, that's the same time I was praying. And he didn't realize it, but as he started talking to the lady, I believe the lady was German. And he didn't realize it. He was speaking, when he said it was a noise, he was speaking in a German tongue. And it says God allowed him to intercede for that lady in her native language. And I can tell you that has happened right here in our church. And just a sister at home just praying, and she heard about a little situation, and she just began to pray, and before you know it, the tongues start coming out in that person's language. And as we yield ourselves to God, you're going to hear more of that. When these things happen, don't you get afraid. Don't fear. I mean, when God's Spirit comes, it's not to bring fear, it's to bring peace. It's to bring comfort. It's to bring strength. But don't begin to fear. Don't draw back, but push forward. Say, Lord, if you want to use me, whatever you want to do, don't make him do nothing.
Right.
Just worship him.
Yeah.
Yield yourself to him. And just, Lord, God, I yield. This is an act of surrender.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, if the police say hands up, you better have your hands up. Because they feel like your hands down here, you might grab a weapon. But if you want to really surrender, hands up. Same way it is with God. When you want to surrender, oh my God, I yield to you, Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible said, with stammering lips, with other tongues will I speak to this people. Isaiah 28:18. Now, with stammering lips and with other tongues will I speak. What is a stammer? Somebody who can't talk plain. You stammer. You're trying, see, just so full of the Spirit. He tried to say, like I was going to say, Brother Jackson. You stammering, see? And if you ever had somebody talk with a stutter, now what you trying to say? What you trying to say? But when the Holy Spirit gets you and you're talking stuttering like that, that's a totally different story. See it like that. You're trying to say, you can't say it. See, that's so filled with the Spirit. I want to ask you, brethren, have you ever felt the Holy Ghost shake you so bad till you just couldn't hardly say nothing? We'll just sit quiet sometime. Just sit there. Amen. Oh, God, that's what I want to see. Just sit there and just cry. Have you did that? Well, that's the Holy Ghost. The reason people don't speak with tongues many times, they don't know how to yield themselves to the Spirit. They're looking for something way off when it's right on them. See, that's the reason they don't. And then some people just get themselves worked up in emotion and say a bunch of words that has no meaning to it. Oh, hallelujah. And still ain't got the Holy Ghost. And try to say they have because they spoke in tongues. But by their fruits, you shall know them. Churches, I'm laying all this into the church because I want us under expectation for these great things to happen. I don't know about you, but I'm two things that I'm feeling. One is I'm feeling the enemy fighting me every time I try to even preach on the Holy Ghost. The devil tell me, don't nobody want to hear that. Don't nobody want to hear that. That's not what they want to hear. You got to go into something else. Forget that series. I feel that from the devil. But then when I get into the church, there's a presence in here. And I can tell it's in here. You know, when you walk through the door, there's something different about church. And I don't know, maybe that prayer that we had last Sunday morning might have released something. I don't know, but there's something that I'm feeling inside the sanctuary. You feel like it's the Holy Ghost just waiting to pour out on somebody. But we got to get it set just right where people understand what is happening. That way they don't go into chaos. It goes into a life-changing experience. And like Brother Branham said, it's one of the most important messages we can preach is about the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Listen, let's go on and read some more scripture. Is the promise for you. You got to open the box. Amen. And know that what you read in the box, it's yours. Let's, this scripture, we're going to pull up Matthew 11, but I'm referring here to Isaiah 28, where it says, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. And this is refreshing, they would not hear. The Holy Spirit himself is a rest. And if I can, I mean, let's go to Isaiah. I'm sorry, Matthew 11:28. The Holy Spirit himself is a rest. What happened in the beginning? God created the heavens and the earth and amen, and the fish, the sea, sun, the moon, stars, all of those things. On the sixth day he created man, but on the seventh day God rested and never worked again. Never worked again. Genesis 2 tells us about him entering into a rest and never worked again. All his work was finished. Now what happens with us is that oftentimes we're working, and many people get caught in this cycle.
where they're working, trying to please God, trying to do this, trying to do that, working. I mean, I got to go to church. I got to do this. In church, they say, don't wear this. In church, they say, don't wear that. So I got to stop doing this, and I got to stop doing that. And I got to. When you got the I got to, you're the one doing all the work. But when you can rest and let God take care of some things. There are some times in my life where, I did some stuff. One of the most, I tell the story all the time, when I was trying to get rid of certain music that I knew I shouldn't be listening to. Amen. Christian rap. That ain't nothing but the devil. Amen. Ain't nothing but the truth. There's a devil that's trying to get into the church with rap music. That's the devil doing that. I know what I'm talking about. See? The devil uses that to try to pull young people. That's not to keep young people. That's to pull young people. See? Amen. So, here I was as a young man struggling with this. And again, back at one of them conventions again. Here I am walking to the convention with my T-shirt on this time. My sweatshirt in the middle of summer. I was a predestinated seed. That's the name of our group, Predestinated Seed. And here we going around letting everybody know we are the predestinated seed. Jesus will supply all of our needs. The message of the hour will stand because seventh under power is in command. Still remember it. This is what we making our own beats and all kind of stuff. And predestinated seed, We walk around church and this is, I don't know. This is what I mean by when, even though God deal with us and call us like he called Abraham, we still bring some of the things that we had in the world over into Christianity. Right. God wants us to separate from all of that before he gives us his spirit. Amen. You can't bring it over. You got to leave it all behind. I tried to bring it over. Well, we Christian rappers. No. That ain't going to work. God dealt with us and we got rid of that stuff. And here I go throw it in the garbage at one night, and I was like, but the devil start dealing with me. Ain't nobody up. You might as well go on back in there and get that. Yeah, everybody think you delivered, but you're going back in there and get that out the garbage. Here I am listening to the devil, peeping out the door. Going to the garbage can. They done put all kind of stuff on top, but I'm digging right underneath all that to get that garbage back out the garbage can to listen to it. The devil have you digging in garbage too, right, if you don't watch it. But see, this these are the things, church, that we got to understand. When we come to God, when the Holy Spirit come in, he puts us in a place of rest. A place of rest. The Holy Spirit itself is a rest. We don't have to, it's no longer us doing it, but it's God doing it in us. When God took that desire out of me to listen to that music, I ain't have to worry about it no more. When God takes the desire out of you to go some of the places that you was going, you ain't got to worry about it no more. I ain't got to fight going to the game no more. Now people, they ask me, well, it's a game. Wait, I'm going to be in church. No, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be there. It's church that night. It's church. I'm sorry. And just like whatever happened at that game probably ain't going to never happen again. The service that we're going to have that night will never happen again. And watching it on video ain't the same. Watching a church video ain't the same, and watching a game that happened ain't the same. But you got to make a choice. And you got to have it in your heart that it just don't bother me. Amen. I'm happy to go to the house of God. Lord, let me keep going in this. Let me keep going. Help me, God. This rest. And I think I might end up having to come back and talk a little bit more about that because my time is getting away from me tonight. Matthew 11. Let's just read that real quick. Verse 28. You can look at what he says. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. This is where the rest needs to be. It's unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. God wants to give us rest in our souls. My. And as we come into, amen, the promise of the Holy Ghost, that's the only time we're going to receive the rest. Let's maybe just read a quote here. Not Psalms 95. Psalms 95, and then I'll read a quote. the promise is unto you. Open up the present, read the box, and look at the promise that's for you. Thank you, Jesus. Let's start at verse 6. And I'm going to hit these, but I want to do a little bit more with these particular scriptures, talk about them a little bit more, but God knows it's hard. Amen. Time certainly gets away from you. Listen, he says this, "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart." Amen. Harden not your heart. Surrender everything. The day that you hear his voice, surrender your heart to him. As in, harden not your heart, as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. "When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work, 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, that and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest." So the rest that God was trying to bring the people into at that time, they had a promised land that God had promised them. No longer did they have to be slaves down in Egypt. No longer, amen, did they have to live in fear and all these other things that was going on, whether their backs was going to get hit with a whip because they didn't do enough. No longer they had to live under that type of bondage. Church, when we enter into the Holy Ghost, no longer do we have to worry about being a slave to sin. No longer do we have to worry about going back into the things that we fought off before. No longer we have to worry about those things because we've entered into the rest that God had for us. If they would have just gone on and stopped complaining, stopped murmuring, God would have pushed them right into that promised land that he told Abraham, your children are going to sojourn in the land for 400 years, but I'm going to bring them out with a mighty hand. They would have been able to enter into a rest. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, if you want to stop struggling, you want to stop having an up and down lifestyle, in and out, what you're going to have to do is enter into God's rest. That rest is the Holy Ghost. Amen. Adoption. Give me the quote out of adoption. Oh, hallelujah. My. Listen to what Brother Branham says here. It says, now remember, God predestinated you by foreknowledge that you were coming to this. Everybody understand it, raise your hand. God predestinated you by foreknowledge that you were coming to this. Everybody understand it, raise your hand. See, God by foreknowledge predestinated you to come to the promised land. Listen, it says, what is the promised land for the Christian today? Just raise up your hand if you know. The promise is unto you and to your children, to them that are far off. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, your sons and your daughters. And in Isaiah 28:18, precept must be upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. Hold fast to that what's good, for with stammering lips and other tongues will I speak to this people. And this is the rest, the Sabbath land that I said that they should enter into. And for all this they would not hear, but they wagged their heads and walked away and wouldn't hear it. See, exactly. And that's what happens when, you know, you go to open up that present. It didn't have a name on the box. And you go to open that present not knowing who it's for, and you find out it's not for you. You walk away, you wag your head, and why couldn't I get that gift? But church, you got to have a revelation tonight. Amen. What's in the box? It's for me.
Amen.
What's in the Bible? It's for me. It's for me. Let me just read a couple scriptures, drop them off, and I'm not going to make any comments. Just read the Word of God. I'll come back and pick this up. I got some more quotes that I want to share with you. But let's just read a few more scriptures because I want this to just kind of settle in. Let's go to Joel 2:28-32. And I'll just read a few more because these are the promises that's laying, amen, inside the box tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Once you see the scripture being fulfilled, church, oh my, you know what? tell you what, just save that. Save that. Save Joel too. We'll bring it back around on Sunday morning. Because that's going to take me into some more things. But my job here tonight is just to settle the church on what we're looking for. It's not just a good feeling. It's not just a good feeling. I want something that's going to come inside your soul and make a change for eternity. For eternity. And I am under expectation for that to occur. I'm looking forward. Last Saturday, you know, I just put, and maybe that's another thing, I put some fasting in on last Saturday before I came to church on Sunday. I want to encourage you, church, if we're looking for something to happen, like God told me in prayer last week, if you want something different, you got to do something different.
Amen.
You want something different, you got to do something different. If I want to see God move, then maybe I need to kind of give God some fasting and some prayer and just consecrate myself and just begin to get under expectation for these things. Because oftentimes we just want God to do it just because he's God. But God wants us to have a part of it. And I want to encourage the church, get underneath this burden. Get underneath this burden. Put some fasting. Amen. Put some, you know, and as we come to church on Sunday, let's be ready to enter into worship.
Amen.
Let's be ready. Have our bodies ready. Our spirits ready. Everything be ready to enter in and get everything God got for us.
Amen.
Amen. The Holy Ghost is for you, but you got to believe it's given to you. You have to believe that. Let's pray. Oh, God, we thank you for this time, Lord, just sharing in the Word of God. So much more, Lord, that we can share. But we trust in God that you just lead us and guide us and continue, Lord, to anoint our faith, to believe you, Lord, like we've never had before, to hold on to every promise that you've made. Everyone is yea and amen. Not one will fail. If you said it, it's got to happen. No devil can stop it. Oh, God, this gift that you've promised, the promise is unto us, to our children, those that are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. Oh, God, it's for us, Lord. And we won't let the enemy take it away. Lord, we pray that you would just continue, Lord, to anoint the church. We feel your spirit here. We know you're moving in our midst. Continue to anoint us until every person is filled and every fiber of our being is filled with the Spirit of God. Lord, not just something on us, but something in us, God. We desire it. We long for it, God. We long for it, Jesus. More, more, more of you, oh God. Baptism after baptism, striking us, oh God. That's what we desire. Oh God, let it be, Father. Let it be, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, my. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Has for me is for me. I know without a doubt that he will bring me out. What God has for me, it is for me. Oh, what God has for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. I I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. Oh, what God has for me, it is for me. Oh, say, what God has for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. Oh, for what God has for me, it is for me. It is for me. It is for me. Oh, what God has for me, it is for me. You see, I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. Oh, what God has for me, it is for me. It is for me. It is for me. It is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. Oh, I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. Oh, what God has for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. What God has for me, it is for me. Let's just give Him a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Make sure that turn back on. Make sure the organ turn back on. Just ask that everyone prepare for tonight's tithes and offering. Amen. As the brothers would just prepare to make their way forward. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We'll be back on Sunday morning at 7 a.m. for our prayer. And service will be at 10:30. But I want to encourage you, if you're not able to make it to the 7 o'clock prayer, now that we have the Sunday school next door, the sanctuary is open. Amen. Starting at 9:30, the sanctuary is open, and you can come in and maybe get a little time in prayer before service starts, about 30 minutes or so, and get a chance to read your Bible and just get your spirit into a place where you can, amen, just get ready to receive from God. Some of these scriptures that we've been reading, amen, John 17, I believe, Acts chapter 2, Isaiah 28, Joel 2, you know, we start reading some of those scriptures and just get your spirit, amen, ready for what God wants to do. Amen. We just want to get everybody underneath the same anointing. Just believe in God. He'll speak to our hearts.
Amen. Let's just bow in a word of prayer once more. We'll pray over the offering. And we'll also just be preparing to dismiss afterwards. God, we just come before your presence. Thank you for your spirit being here tonight. And Lord, what you're doing here in our midst, we feel something moving. It's the Holy Ghost. Lord, just help us to yield to what you're doing. And God, as we would just prepare to give from our hearts, our offering and our tithes, we pray that you bless it. May you continue to use it, Lord, to further your kingdom here on earth. And I pray that you return, Father, back to the people a hundredfold as they give from their hearts, Lord, cheerfully. We know that you told us that you, if we gave, Lord, prove us, you said, prove me. See, when I open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings where you have room not enough to receive. And God, may your word be fulfilled in every one situation. Make ways out of no ways. Open doors that the people can't see. And God, we just ask that you would just bless abundantly, Lord, in their giving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I wanted to also just take time to thank God for something he did for us this week. We were in need of like a copier for the resource center for the school. And we heard about a deal, amen, of getting one for about $100. And we thought that was a really, really good deal. So we went to go, the day that we went to go look at it, we didn't get a chance to get by because we had some other things to take care of. But when we finally made it there, there was a unit that was on display. And it was the last one in the store. Says, okay, well, we'll take that. And it was, you know, still $100 or something, like $113, I think they were asking. And so the manager said, I get one of my guys to take it out and, you know, and we'll give it to you. So they went to go take it out and realized that it didn't have a power cord. And it's just a regular computer power cord. And me being a computer guy, I got a whole bunch of those. And he said, don't have a power cord. I said, that's okay, I still buy it, no problem. You know, I'll take it. He's like, I said, just pull it on that. And I said, I still pay for it. So he pulled it out and he rung it up. And when he rung it up, I was on the phone with somebody. So he said, you got a good deal. I said, well, $113. He said, no, $37. $37. And, you know, and one of those copies that can do legal size paper and, you know, letter paper. So I say, well, praise God. You know, thank God. I'll take that. And so, you know, God is able. I mean, he's got our best interest in mind. I wasn't even asking for no blessing. Sometimes, you know how we do it, you know. We work them real good. We asking for a blessing. But I wasn't even asking for one, you know, but yet God still blessed, and we're grateful for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Even if you're not looking for one, God will bring one to you. Amen. He'll bring one to you beyond expectation. Let's have a word of prayer before we leave tonight. Amen. Father, we just thank you. Let your spirit dwell in this place. Let your spirit reign on us, God, as we would come back on Sunday. Trust that you'd meet us here and help us, Lord, to get ourselves under expectation, that you, Lord, would move by your Spirit. We welcome you, Lord, to move in this place. We invite your presence. We invite your Spirit, your power, your love. Let it just come, Father. And ask, Lord, that you would just bless everyone that would be here. You know every need. And Lord, the most important need that we have is to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So we trust, God, that you would be here to fill us and let us come to a place of complete surrender, that you might have your way in this place. Give us traveling mercies as we leave this place, but not your presence. Bless those that are not able, were not able to make it here tonight. Be with them as well, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let your glory fill this house. Let your glory